Sibonga leli thuba ukuba sihlangane kusahlangene umphefumulo nenyama.
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to gather here while soul and body are still intact.
Luyezu suku lapho kuyohlukana lezi zinto.
We know that the day will come where these things will part, separate.
Kubantu abangakholwa kuzoba isihogo. Kodwa kithini esikholwayo kuyofana nezulu.
For the unbeliever it will be like hell and will mean hell. But for those that are believers it will be like heaven.
Siyacela ke Nkosi iba phakathi kwethu khulume nathi ngezwi lakho.
We pray Lord that you will be in our midst and that you'll speak to us through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Ginezi ehloko ezintathu eBhayibhelini kodwa akeke kube likhuni ukuba nikhohlwe izona.
I've got three points which we find in the Bible, but I don't think it will be difficult for you to remember them.
Itext lokuqala silithole ngokaMarku sahluko 16 ivesi leshumi nesithupha.
Our first text is Mark 16 and verse 16.
Ngiyakuzwa lokho. Mark shumi nesithupha ivesi shumi nesithupha. Ubani ongakhohlwa ileyo nto?
So it's easy to remember Mark 16 verse 16.
Itext lesibili kuzoba kuJeremia isahluko sangamashumi amathathu nanye kusukele vesini langamashumi amathathu nanye.
And the second part out of the Bible is Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
Ubani ongakhohlwa lokho 31 31?
So who can forget that?
16 16 31 31.
So it's 16 16 and 31 and 31.
Indima yesithathu kuma Hebrew 8 verse liga 8.
And the third one is Hebrews 8 verse 8.
Ushukuthi ansadingike kuye esikoleni ukuthi nifunde nikhumbule angithi so lobeke engqondweni ke kuphinda ukhohlwe leyo.
So you don't even need to go to school for that one. It's easy to remember those.
Manje ngenxa yokuthi kuyinkonzo yomphaphathiso ngizoqala ngoMarku incwadi yesibili eBhayibhelini. Marku 8 verse 16 verse 16.
So we'll start with the first piece of scripture, Mark 16 verse 16.
Kuyobalula banamabhayibhele uma nikufunda ingane zala ekhaya ekreshe bayafunda bathi Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, qhubeke kanjalo. Nifunde incwadi zeBhayibheli. Uma senifunda iTestament elisha, bese nifunde neTestament elidala. Bese uma kuthiwa nje encwadini ethile, niveleke qonde ukuthi leyo ncwadi ilapha ningahlupheki ukufuna.
It's easy if you learn the books of the Bible off by heart, then it's easy to find them.
NgokaMarku isahluko seshumi nesithupha ivesi leshumi nesithupha.
Mark 16 verse 16.
Okholwayo abhaphathiswe uya kusindiswa, kepha ongakholwayo uya kulahlwa.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
Alisho ukuthi ongabhaphathisiwe.
It doesn't say that about the one who's not baptized.
Umbhaphathiso awusindisi muntu.
Baptism doesn't save you in itself.
Uma ungena emanzini ungakholiwe, uzofana neselesele engena emanzini iphume ngale useyili selesele.
If you go into the waters of baptism being unsaved, You'll come out the other side unsaved as well, like a frog just going into water and coming out on the other side.
Okholwayo aphatshatiswe, uyosindiswa ongakholwa akazosindiswa. Iselelesi umbulale esiphambanweni wasindiswa. UJesu wathi namhla uzoba nami eparadise, kodwa engaphatshatiswanga.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Remember the thief on the cross. When he repented, the Lord said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." And that was without being baptized. So first comes faith, belief.
You
need to believe first and then be baptized.
Uluthela wathi ke cha ke ukusibhaphathisa ingane kukhona ukukholwa okuncane okusenganeni yikho sibabhaphathisa.
Now Luther, the Lutherans, they say that when a small child is baptized, there's already some faith in that child, and that's why it's baptized as a baby.
Abantu ngereformation.
That was at the time of the Reformation. That's how they saw it.
No lukuza eGeneva. Wathi ke cha uma bebhaphathiswa ingane kukhona ukholo okuncane okukhona enhlizweni yikho sibabhaphathisa.
In Geneva they felt the same and they said, look, that small child already has that faith in it, and that's why it is baptized as a baby.
Basho kanjalo.
That's how they said.
Calvin.
Calvin.
Kodwa basuke bathi ke uma sebekhulakhulile kufanele ukuthi baqiniswe bavuselele le lokho kholwa kwabo.
But then later those children were confirmed, to confirm them in the faith.
Kodwa sinakukhuluma ngalokho.
But we're not going to talk about that this morning.
Ngiyakusho nje ngidlula.
That's just by the way.
iTestament elisha ngoba iTestament elidala bekhona umthetho olukhulu ukuthi esizweni sikaNkulunkulu ongasokwanga owesilisa ubengekho esizweni sikaNkulunkulu.
In the Old Testament it was a law that all males had to be circumcised, and apart from that they were not part of the nation of God and his people.
A testament in Elisha umoya ngcwele uthi ku Christ ukusoka nokungasoka kusho lutho kodwa isidalwa esisha.
But in the New Testament the Holy Spirit says that circumcision or not being circumcised is not the important thing. What is important is the being a new creature, to become a new creation.
I don't know in English, but in Zulu it says, it's nothing. Akulutho. Unokubhaphathiswa akulutho uma kungenakho ukukholwa. Kuphela obhaphathiswayo ngokungafanele engenakho ukukholwa. Isikhokho sakhe siyophindwa kabili.
So even baptism without faith, without believing in Christ, is worthless. But of course, if you get baptized and you are not a believer, you don't live for Christ, then your hell will be twice as bad.
Futhi uma ubhaphathisiwe kodwa awuphili impilo yobungcwele, isihogo wena uzongena esihogweni ngombhaphathiso wakho, futhi uzongena njengokhuno lomile abesifazane bemkhalela uJesu ethwele isiphambano. Wathi madodakazi kaJerusalema aseJerusalema, musani ukhalela mina, zikhaleleni nina ney'ngane zenu, ngoba uma benza okunje emthini oluhlaza kuzobanjani kumuthi owomileyo.
And if you are baptized and you don't live a holy life that goes along with it, then your condemnation will be even greater You will be like dry wood in hell. Burn all the more. For Jesus himself, when he was on his way to the cross, the women were crying, and he said, "Women of Jerusalem, daughters of Jerusalem, don't cry for me, cry for yourselves. For if this happens to a green tree, what will happen to a dry piece of wood?"
Siyovuta futhi ngoba ilona lo ongenayo uma ungena esihogweni siyakhwezelwa isihogo umlilo siyovuta mo ngoba baningi abantu emhlabeni abayizinkuni ezomile enyokusha esihogweni.
So to all you who have been baptized, even if it was as a child, if you don't live the corresponding life that God expects of you, you will be like dry wood in hell. Hell's fire will burn all the more because of you, because there's much dry wood among the Christians.
Nonsense.
So you cannot say, "Well, haven't made my decision for the Lord yet." You've been baptized. That commitment has been made for you, and you need to live for the Lord. Otherwise, you will be like dry wood in hell.
Singakaqhubeki. Mcelilo yedwa ulaba bazobhajatisa ukuthi afike ngamafushane abeke ubufakazi.
Now before we continue, I've asked one of those that will be baptized today just to share a short testimony with us.
Ngizocela umkhwenyana.
There's just a word that's on my heart.
Kukhona ke izwi elibekekile enhlizweni yami.
We find that word in Isaiah 40.
Lelo zwi silithola encwadini eka Isaiah isahluko esamashumi amane 40.
Verse 3 and verse 4.
Ivesi elesithathu nevesi lesine.
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God."
Ivesi lesithathu, izwi liyamemeza lithi, "Lungisani ehlane indlela kaJehova, nihlelembe oqhathulweni umgwaqo kaNkulunkulu wethu."
Every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight and the rough places smooth.
Zonke izigodi ziyaphakanyiswa, zonke izintaba namaquma kuyakwehliswa, amakepukepu ayabuhlelenjwa, nemgoxigoxi iyakuba yithafa.
With the previous baptism services, I heard about it on the Saturday, the Sunday before people will get baptized.
Kusho ukuthi ke kule nkonzo yombhabhadiso eyandulela le leneseke yaba khona ngezwe kuumgqibelo nje inkonzo sizoba khona kuyisonto.
And I really wanted to get baptized.
Nami ngazizwela ngafisa ukuthi nami ngithole le nkonzo yombhabhadiso.
So I went to my father-in-law and I asked my father-in-law if I could also be baptized tomorrow.
Ngase ngiya kubaba umfundisi ongumkhwe wakhe. Wathi baba ngicela yena ukuthi nami ngikwazi ukuthi ngithole inkonzo yamanzi kusasa.
And he said, "No, I can't because I haven't gone through the services."
Why said he, "Mntanami cha, awukwazi ngoba awuhambisanga ngendlela, ungenanga ngomgudu, awudabulanga einkonzweni lezo kumele ukuthi ube kuzona."
And it hurt me very much.
Ayi kwangilimaza enhlizweni yami.
I thought, "But my father-in-law sees that I want to live for the Lord."
Ngathi kodwa umkhwe wami uba mfundisi uyabona ukuthi nginentshisekelo ngiyafisa ukumphilela uNkulunkulu.
He can ask my counselor.
Engabuza ngisho kumlungisisi wami.
And I thought, "Well, Lord, I'll leave it up to you. I'll leave it in your hands."
Kodwa ngase ngithi, "Nkosi, ngicela ukuthi konke ngushiyele ezandleni zakho."
And so eventually they called us and said, "Well, the service will start now."
Sasesiqoqwa sabizwa kwathiwa ke kukhona ezinye inkonzo ezizoqala zalabo abajonge umbhabhadiso.
And we were told to run with God.
sasitsheliwe lapho ukuthi kumele ukuthi siligijime silihambe leli banga kunye nenkosi.
And we had to see God's face throughout the whole day.
Kwamele ukuthi usuku nosuku umuntu ebesemshikashikeni ukuthi efune ubuso benkosi.
In the morning, while we were working, in the evenings, we were looking for God.
Ekuseni ngenxa yemisebenzi yezandla kumele siyenze besivuka sibe semsebenzini besentambama ke sitholele lothuba lokuthi umuntu ebephambi kobuso bukaNkulunkulu.
We were seeking God to make to raise those valleys and to bring down those hills.
Besifuna uNkulunkulu ngayo yonke inhliziyo ukuze ekwazi ukuphakamisa lemihosha. Edilize futhi nalamagquma akhona enze izindawo zibe amathafa.
And God started working.
uNkulunkulu waqala ke ukusebenza ezimpilweni zethu.
And people eventually I thought I'm not a Christian.
Ekugcineni sihlobo ngifisa ukusho ukuthi lapho sengizibonela konke sekuqhamuka ngabona ukuthi kusho ukuthi angabe umKristu.
God showed me sin after sin after sin after sin.
uNkulunkulu wangambulela wangitshengisa isono ngisathi ngidlule kulesi waqhamuka nesinye njalo njalo.
In the evenings after I read my Bible and prayed,
emva ke ukuthi sengifunde iBhayibheli lami uma kuntambama sengiphetha ngomkhuleko,
almost every evening after I prayed,
ngacishe ngithi njalo nje ebusuku noma ntambama emva kokuthi sengikhulekile,
and we switched off the light,
mhlambe sesize sacisha nogesi endlini,
I'd have to switch on the light again and write something down.
Bekumele njalo ukuthi ngibuye ngikhanyise ugesi wami kube khona ngiqala phansi ngilobe phansi.
Switch off the light,
ngicishe ugesi,
and again a few minutes later switch it on, write something down.
Ungathatha isikhathi engambulele futhi uNkulunkulu ngikhanyise ugesi ngiqhubeke futhi ngibhale.
And the list was growing.
Lwakhula ke uhla lagcwala leli phepha leli langibhala khona zonke lonke lamaphutha.
One incident I did when I was still in my old school in 1996.
Kukhona ke okunye uNkulunkulu akangambulele khona engakwenza esikhathini esidlule ngisafunda isikole ngonyaka ka 1996.
We picked up a wallet and we took the money and shared it among friends, three of us.
Siyabangani sihamba sibathathu saxosha isikhwama somunye isikhwama sinemali savula uzip sakhipha imali sasivala kahle sas
Now we took the wallet to the principal and said we found this.
Sasithatha ke lesi sikhwama saya kutisha utisha omkhulu satisha omkhulu sixoshe nasi isikhwama la igcikeni.
But the money we shared and bought stuff with it.
Did you tell the principal?
No.
Kodwa ke hayi ukuthi samtshela utisha omkhulu lokhu sahambisa nje isikhwama sesiyigobolondo imali sasisiyithengele thina izinto zethu esizithandayo.
And when I came to the school here and to the mission in 1997,
lapho ke ngonyaka ka 1997 sengisuka lela ngihlala khona ngizofunda esikoleni sala kwasizabantu DSS.
I broke up all my friendship with him.
Ngazama ukuthi ngihlukane nabangani bami laba badala esasiphila nabo lempilo.
In fact, I actually heard that this one of my friends actually died.
Eqinisweni ngezwe ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi omunye walabangane engangishomene nabo engangikhula nabo wayesedlulile emhlabeni.
And that started to bother me.
Kwaqala lokho kwangikhathaza kwangihlupa enhlizweni yami.
I went to my counselor and asked him to pray for me.
Ngase ngihamba ngayokubika kumlungisisi wami ngacela ukuthi ekhuleke kunye nami ngalokho.
That God would make a way.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu edale isu indlela.
My counselor didn't tell me how I should go about it.
Kodwa ke umlungisisi wami akazange ngitshele ukuthi kumele ukuthi ngenze njani maqondana nalolu daba.
But he prayed that God would make a way.
Kodwa ke wakhuleka nje wathi ngikhulekela ukuthi wena Nkosi wenze indlela udale isu ukuthi lento ingaxazuleka kanjani.
I don't know how I was going to make this right with him.
Ngangingazi ukuthi lokhu ngizokululamisa kanjani ngizohlela emba kanjani le ndlela.
How I would even find them.
Nanokuthi laba bantu ngabuye ngibathole kanjani.
So eventually I went to my father-in-law and I said, Papa, I think I must go to Pretoria.
Ngase ngiyake kubaba umfundisi kumkhwe wami ngase ngithi baba ngicela ukuthi ngibuyele lephi dole la ngiqhamuka khona.
Remember where they used to stay?
Ngiyakhumbula kancane ukuthi laba bantu babehlalaphi babakhiphi ngaleso sikhathi sikhulu.
I thought, well, maybe I can start there.
Ngase ngithi mhlambe mangithola indawo laba behlala khona ngaqala lapho ukuthi ngifunisele.
Maybe I can find other people there. Maybe sit at the in the mall and just wait and hope and pray that maybe this person will walk past.
Ngase ngithi mhlambe uma ngingatholanga noma ngaya nje esitolo la kunenxanxathela esitolo ngilinde nje mhlambe kokwenzeka kuqhamuke umuntu obaziyo bese ngicela ukubuza kuloyo ukuthi bashona phi laba mhlambe ngitshengisa indlela.
I was worried, I was thinking, how could I tell Uncle Dietmar I have to go up to Pretoria for so long?
Ngase ngihlupheka ke khona lapho ngoba phela ngisebenza nomalume Dietmar lapha nemsebenzini ngase ngithi ngizomchazela kanjani ngithi malume Dietmar kumele ngiye ePitoli kuzongithatha isikhathi futhi ngiyilapha.
And I went and I asked my father-in-law to pray. And then I remember that one of the friends, his brother was with Victor, my brother, in school.
Omunye wabafowabo balensizwa wayefunda esikoleni ngonyaka owodwa nomfowethu omdala uVictor.
Well, to make it short, I think it was a Sunday that I asked my father-in-law to pray.
Ukuze nginqamulele nje, uma ngikhumbula kahle kwakuyisonto lapho ngicela kuba mfundisi ukuthi ekhuleke ngalolu daba.
I think it was Monday at lunchtime. I had both numbers.
Kwase ngomsombuluko kusho ukuthi ngosuku olandelayo ngase ngikwazi ukuthi ngithole inombolo zocingo zombili zalabo.
One I could make right on Monday.
Oyedwa ngakwazi ukuthi ngibuyisane naye ngawumsombuluko.
And the other friend, I got his number from another friend, and he only SMS'd it to me later in that week.
Kusho ukuthi ngathola inombolo yomngane wakhe lo muntu engimfunayo, wayesengithumelela ke ngomakhala ekhukhwini ngombiko inombolo yalo muntu engimfunayo yafika mantambama ngawumsombuluko.
But that Monday I knew I could get both my friends.
Kodwa kulomsombuluko ngase ngiqonda ngesengazi ukuthi sengakwazi ukuthi ngibathole bobabili labahlobo bami.
I didn't even have to go to Pretoria.
Akungibizanga nalokuthi ngikhuphuke ngiyele ePitoli.
I'd be at Umhlali and my wife would read something out of a newspaper.
Bekwenzeka kwesinye isikhathi uma sisendaweni ethize lapha ngasolwandle, umakoti wami mhlambe efunda indatshana ethize ephepheni.
And just one word and I'd remember something I have to make right.
Uma ngabe safunda, esafunde nje umusho wodwa noma igama elilodwa, khona lapho kuvele kwambuleke ukuthi nakho okunye kumele ukuthi ngulungise.
Things which I never even would have thought about.
Izinto ebengeke nakanye ngize ngicabange ukuthi le nto ibaleka ngangokuthi kumele ukuthi ngilungise amaqondana nalo.
Things that seemed so small in my eyes.
Izinto ezazibukeka zingelutho zincane emehlweni ami.
We were together, those of us who went through the services.
Sobabili ke siye sangena kulezi inkonzo kulokhu kujonga.
And we would share how God worked in our hearts.
Besikwazi ukuthi sicobelelane ukuthi ngamunye ethi lo mina uNkulunkulu usebenze ngale ndlela enhlizweni yami nalo futhi ecobelela omunye.
And truly God works in mysterious ways.
Ngeqiniso ngasho sihlobo ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenza ngendlela emangalisayo ngendlela ejulileyo.
Some have dreams.
Abanye babe namaphupho.
Some as myself, they don't know how they're going to get there, but they know they just have to go.
Abanye mhlamba abafana nami ngingazi ukuthi ngempela ngiyokwazi ukuthi ngiphumelele ngiyofinyelela yini esiqongweni salentaba kodwa ngazi ukuthi kumele ngiphikelele injongo yami ukuthi nami ngiphumelele.
And when they get there, the doors just open.
Uma ke usufinyelele lapho kuba ngazi ukuthi amasango avela kuvuleke.
And many sins was revealed to me and to us.
Izono eziningi zambuleka kimina nakwabanye kithina njengoba sibaningane zothola lenkonzo.
Each one in his own way.
Iloyo naloyo ngendlela yakhe uNkulunkulu bezambula kuyena ngendlela yakhe.
And I can thank God now that I went through these services.
Ngingafisa ukuthi ngimbonge kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngibe omunye ongenile kuleli bhodwe waphekwa ngadabula kulezi inkonzo.
These services are there to help us.
Lezi inkonzo zimiselwe ukuthi zisize zilekelele thina.
To guide us.
Ukuthi zisihole zisiqondise.
It's not just going through this water.
Akukhona nje ukuthi umuntu uzodlula kulamanzi.
We've been up early mornings and had late evenings.
Isikhathi esiningi besivamisile ukuthi sivuke ekuseni kakhulu impela bese mhlambe sibe abokugcina ngisho lapho sekufanele kuyolala ebusuku.
But our true challenge starts now when we go out of these waters. Our true challenges.
Kodwa ke manje inselelo kuyona yona nesemqoka. Ilapho ke manje sikumele ukuthi sidlule sidabule kulama kuleli chimi.
Because we publicly admit now that we are one with God.
Ngoba phela ngokwenza kwethu lokhu siyavuma siyafakaza kini na nonke ukuthi sesizihlanganisa noNkulunkulu.
And we were warned that if we're not serious with this that this baptism will be a curse on our lives.
Sesixwayisiwe futhi ukuthi uma ngabe kungekho ukuthi sikuthatha lokhu njengento esizimisele ngakho ukuthi siyadlala nje lamanzi nalenkonzo izoba isiqalekiso kuthini.
And it's our prayer and my prayer that in our lives it doesn't stop now.
Kodwa ke kumkhuleko wami nomkhuleko wethu sisonkana ukuthi lempilo kwangathi ingephele emva kwalenkonzo ingeme nje lanamhlanje.
When I sat next to Zwane now he said Voto it's like a dream come true, I can't believe it.
Lapho ngihleli nomunye esikunye naye kulomgomo uze wathi Voltaire eshigama lami uyazi ubangazuthi iphupho kodwa leli phupho bangazuthi liyafezeka namhlanje empilweni yami.
In the beginning we all had doubt, we didn't think we were going to make it.
Sonke ekuqaleni besinomngabaza ngoba besithi ay asibone ukuthi siyoba abakhethiwe ukuthi ngamanye amasilungele ukuthola le nkonzo.
Someone asked me why can't you just go into baptism straight away? Why can't you just go into water immediately?
Omunye ka wangibuza wathi kungani ungavele uyisukumele ebhentshini nje ucele nawe ukuthi ubhajadise uvele ungene emanzini ngaleso sikhathi.
But having gone through these services,
uma ke ungadabulanga kulezi inkonzo engikhuluma ngazo,
having gone through all these trials,
kodwa ke emva kokuthi sidlule kulezi inkonzo nakho konke lokhu ukuhlolisiswa nokuvivinywa,
and having to go back to many years to go and make to apologize and make right for what we've done wrong,
nokubiza ukuthi umudabule khona sekufanele uhlehle manje uhlehlele emuva iminyaka eminingi wayiphila lapho one khona ubuye uyoqondisa lokho.
I can only say it's worth it.
Ngingasho nje ngithi zihlobo kubalekile kusemqoka ukuthi udlule kulezi inkonzo ngaphambi kokuthi utholele.
And we can only say thank you to those who helped us and guided us.
Singasho nje sisonke sithi siyabonga kakhulu kulabo abasilekelelile basihola basidabulisa kuleli hlanga kuleli hlanga.
To the counselors who stayed up many evenings to counsel us.
Nakulabo ababalekelela baqondisa izinceku zenkosi ezidlala amahora amaningi mhlawumbe ebusuku zisiza ngokomoya.
And that they were there to help us.
Nanokuthi babe khona lapho ukuthi besize thina.
And I almost want to say I recommend it and I want to leave this challenge with you.
Ngingafisa ke ukuthi lokhu ngikuncomele na uhleli phansi futhi ngikuphonsela inselela ngakho.
For those who haven't been baptized.
Kulabo ke abangakayitholi le nkonzo.
But it's not something small.
Ukuthi hayi ukuthi kuyinto encane ledelelekile.
And that we can really thank God that he helped us and showed us how to come closer to him and walk even a narrow road with him.
Singathanda ukusho ukuthi siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi uphinde wasidonsa. Siphezulu ukuthi sisindisile kodwa wasondeza futhi wasilekelela wasitshengisa ukuthi le ndlela ewumncingo ihanjwa kanjani.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga.
Jeremiah isahluko sangamashumi amathathu nanye kusukela evesini langamashumi amathathu nanye.
Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
Bheka izinsuku ziyeza kusho uJehova lapho ngiyakwenza isivumelwano esisha nendlu ka-Israyeli nendlu kaJuda.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Kungenjengesivumelwane engasenzayo nawo uyise mhla ngibabamba ngesandla ukuba khipha ezweni laseGibhide isivumelwano sami abasaphula noma ngangiyinkosi yabo usho Jehova.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant, which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord.
Kepha yilesi sivumelwano engiza kusenza nendlu ka-Israyeli emva kwalezo zinsuku, usho Jehova, ngiyakufaka umthetho wami ezibilinini zabo, ngiwulobe ezinhlizweni zabo, ngibe nguNkulunkulu wabo, bona babe ngabantu bami.
But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Abasayi kufundisana kube yilona lo makhelwane wakhe, kube yilona lo mfowabo, ngokuthi yazi uJehova, ngokuba bonke baya kungazi kusukela kwabancane kuya kwabakhulu babo.
No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more.
Usho Jehova ngokuba ngiyakuthethelela ububi babo nesono sabo angisayi kusikhumbula. Usho kanje uJehova, obeka ilanga libe ngukukhanya kwemini, nezimiso zenyanga nezezinkanyezi zokuba zibe ngokukhanya ebusuku
ovusa ulwandle ukuba kuhlokome amaza alo ogama lakhe linguJehova Sebaothi.
Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. Now, firstly, this word is directed, it's directly aimed at the children of Israel and Judah.
Isethembiso esiqondene nabo.
A covenant for them.
Bamlahle uJesu, bambethele uJesu, abamamkelanga. Kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi luyeza usuku, siyeza isikhathi, ngasekugcineni kuzobuya kuphenduke nalesi sizwe sakwa-Israyeli nabaJuda.
They rejected the Lord and they crucified him. But the Lord has promised that in the end they will recognize him and turn to him.
Lapho ngizobona abaJuda bephenduka isizwe sonke kufezeke lesi sithembiso.
We will experience how the Jews will get converted and turn to Christ, and this prophecy will come into fulfillment.
Kodwa kusho lokho kuphela.
But it doesn't only mean that.
Kusho ukuphenduka kwethu, ukusindiswa kwethu, ukuthethelelwa kwethu. Uyazi kuze kube mnandi umuntu kube ngathi angaxhuma abonge adumise uNkulunkulu. Imnandi lento.
It also refers to our repentance, our salvation, and it's so wonderful that one can just jump for joy.
Iko ngithi ngizofunda nakumaHebheru isahluko shiyakalombili ivesi kodwa ngathini amaHebheru isahluko 8 verse 8.
That's why I'd also like to read from Hebrews 8 verse 8.
KumaHebheru 8 verse 8. Bekani izintsuku ziyeza isho iNkosi. Lapho ngiyakwenza isivumelwane esisho esisha nendlu ka-Israyeli nendlu ka-Juda.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Kungenjengesivumelwane engasenza nawo yise mhla ngibabamba ngesandla ngibakhiphe ezweni laseGibhithe, ngokuba abahlalanga esivumelwaneni sami, nami angibanakanga.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord.
Ngokuba yilesi sivumelwano engiya kusenza nendlu ka-Israyeli, emva kwalezo zinsuku, isho iNkosi, ngiyakufaka imithetho yami engqondweni yabo. Ngilobe izinhlizweni zabo, ngibe nguNkulunkulu wabo, bona babe ngabantu bami.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people.
Abasayi kufundisa kube yilona lo owakubo nalo umfo wabo ngokuthi yazi iNkosi. Ngokuba bonke baya kungazi kusukela komncane kuze kufike komkhulu wabo.
None of them shall teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them.
Ngokuba ngiyakuba nesihawu ngokungalungi kwabo nezono zabo angisayi kuzikhumbula.
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.
Ngokusho lokhu ukuthi esisha uthi esokuqala sigugile, kepha okugugayo osekukudala kuseduze nokunyamalala.
In that he says a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away.
Ngamafushane nje
Now, just briefly.
Lendabi ndabe mangalisayo. Umagi kabanga jelendaba ngiyavuseleleka.
This is something wonderful. When I think of this, it just really revives and refreshes me.
Unkulunkulu tuzosebenza. Uthi wasebenza kudala isivumelwano sokuqala. Wabhala imithetho yakhe ephepheni lamate. Wayibhale ephepheni, wabhala etsheni.
God is at work, and as he was at work there in the beginning where he wrote his laws, his statutes into those tablets of stone. Like the Ten Commandments. But it didn't work, it wasn't effective. For he said, do not steal, yet people steal. He said, don't live immorally, people live immorally. Don't serve other gods, but people do it. And God says he took Israel by the hand. He led them out of Egypt. Just like Lot, who was taken by the hand and led out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet they did not keep his laws. He said just after a short while they broke God's laws. And God realized it wasn't working effectively. And then he said, I will enter into a new covenant, a new one
now.
And this will be the new covenant. I will put my laws into their minds, engrave
them into their minds.
I'll put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God. They shall be my people. None shall say to his neighbor or brother and say, know the Lord, for they shall all know the Lord. God will have already written and put his laws into their hearts. Jeremiah 31, he says, they say and they call me Lord, yet they don't keep my commandments. That's tragic. It's like in a service here today, where you have so many people here, and here and there you find one that is touched by what is said. The other, he may say Lord, he may sing along, he may seem to be there, but he goes on with his old sinful life. But can you imagine how wonderful this new covenant is? This new way which the Lord has created, where he puts the law into your mind, into your heart, and you keep it there. It's so wonderful, one just doesn't know how to express oneself.
I
remember when we had just arrived here at Sizabantu. A sangoma came to me and said, "Mfundis, I want to get converted."
But all right.
I said, "Okay.
You
need to cleanse your life. You need to come to Jesus with your sins." And she did it. And stayed over here. And the next day it was the same thing. She accepted the Lord Jesus. And Jesus made his abode in her life. We had a Sunday service. After the service, she went home. It didn't take long and she came back. She said, "Mfundisi, I have a question. Is it wrong for a Christian to drink alcohol?" I said, "Why do you ask?" Said, "Well, I've always been a drinker. I'm a sociable type of person, so when I got home, I went to visit my neighbors just to be with them again, and of course, they served alcohol."
But
she says, "The strange thing is, this time when I went home and I was there and I was drinking, suddenly I got so ill. In fact, right there I felt so ill, I had to go outside. And I was vomiting. Eventually, she says she thought her intestines would come out. That's how violent it was."
It
reminds me of another white person who was an alcoholic. He was drunk every day.
Even if he was a pig in being an alcoholic, he was like the pigs of KwaZulu-Natal that go to the toilet. What also when the Jan was a funny baguette, one bag of camelin. How? Lengulube, and Emlen Zembili, M. Sope. Lapo is Sansa, Yabuga Paretin. What Sansa Paretin does?
And he also would have always had to bring up, so eventually his wife. Kept a bucket right next to his bed, so it was easy. He didn't have to go outside anymore when he had to vomit. So that's how she was a help to him. But of course it helped her as well, because she didn't have to clean up the mess which he would have left otherwise. Now one day his brother visited there and he noticed what was going on and he felt sorry for his sister-in-law. And the brother said, "Listen, brother, you must watch out what you're doing. You can't go on like this. Eventually, you'll vomit so much, your intestines will come out."
Wasuka, wabambi kuku, wayinquma wavula wakhipha amathumbu phakathi wawafaka ebhaketeni.
So then he secretly
amathumbu odwa high speed.
He secretly went and he slaughtered a chicken, and then he also took the intestines. He took the intestines out and he put those into this bucket.
He thought,
well, maybe that's the shock treatment his brother would need.
Food.
So in his drunken state, the brother got there, and when he vomited, had vomited into this bucket, he suddenly noticed something extraordinary inside there, and he thought, what's this? Took a wooden spoon and he started fishing around, and then he noticed there were his intestines, he thought. And he got such a shock, he quickly swallowed them again. And the next Sunday service, he didn't miss for anything. He went, they said, to the pastor, he said, I have to say something to the congregation. He got up, he said, I have to share something with you. I've always been warned, you know how much I drink, and they've always warned me that I'd vomit my intestines eventually, and it has, and it eventually happened. But he said, by God's grace and a wooden spoon, I got them back inside again. So he thanked God that in, through his power he was there. Is there a drunk? Are there people in our midst here that drink alcohol? Just put up your hands, because nowadays it's not just the men, the women drink as well.
Stand it up. Nyambona lo umzalwane mfundisi Khetha engakaphenduka ube esontweni athatha ibhokisi lo bhiye alibeke muve evenini.
Now brother Khetha there, before he got converted, he'd go to church and he'd take a case of beer along
and ube nenwele zinde,
loaded it onto his bucky. At that time he still had long hair.
As ek nie die regte ding die waarheid praat nie, moet jy my help. Hayi enkonzweni uma isephuma athi Domini mfundisi wazala emotweni yami baye evinini yakhe vule ilokoza webrewery ibhokisi avule khiphe ubhiye nika umfundisi naye phela abanye abafundisi bayaphuza nabo.
So he went to the service and his crate of beers or pack of beers were on the bucky. And after the service, he'd invited the preacher. He said, well, you want to join me? And then so they'd have their beer together.
So
there are some ministers that drink and also some Christians.
I ask Koshrege, this is Dava, Esakwina.
But now let's forget about this alcohol that swallowed the chicken's intestines. So this Sangoma came and said, Mfundisi, is it wrong for a Christian to drink alcohol? Said, why?
What in Ayakaya Nangena Gungam Napuza? into engayiphalazayo engayihlanzayo bengithi ngizofela esikhotheni
said because
ngingabi namandla okuvuka futhi uthi akukaze kungenzeke kungenze lokho kuyaqala ngqa.
Says because after I committed my life to Christ and I went and I tried it again, I got as sick as a dog, something which has never happened to me before.
Hi, ngathe he asiphuzi uJesu ungene kithina uyasebenza asiguqule singasazwani nalokho.
I said, well, it is like that. When we become Christians, Jesus comes into our lives and he changes and transforms everything and we can't go back to our old ways again. See, that's the new covenant. When Jesus writes something new into your heart and into your mind, even if no one else has told you, you will just realize, this is not right for me anymore. Now, I don't know, as we're seated here, are you still living in under the old covenant, which is ineffective, or are you already under the new covenant? The people that will go into the water today are those who are testifying that Jesus has written something new in their hearts and in their minds.
And
I was happy when some who were going to be baptized today came and they said, no, look, we have decided we'd rather not be baptized today because there's still things which we need to go back home to sort out, to make right there first. We're not ready for it yet. Like Voter said, he was unhappy when he couldn't be baptized the previous time. But now he says he's happy he didn't because the Lord still revealed so many sins to him since that time.
Lapho bethelwa uJesu esiphambanweni wabethelwa kanye naye eGolgotha. Lapho ephuma ethuneni evuka wavuka kanye naye. Awusayiphili impilo endala, isele ethuneni lwezono, usuphila impilo entsha. Umbhaphathizi uvuma uveza lokho, ufakaza lokho, ubonakalisa lokho, athi umuntu ngendlela eyayikhonjwa inkosi ukuthi okudala kudlulile konke sokukusha.
And that's what baptism is. It's that testimony that it's like a grave, like the Lord who died and he was put in the tomb, but on the third day he rose from the dead. And so we testify that we have died and risen with Christ to a new life. The old has passed away. Everything has become new.
Sivumelwane sisha leso. UNkulunkulu athi ke kuphile impilo yemthetho nje ebhalwe phepheni. Kodwa ngizoyibhala engqondweni yakho nasenhlizweni yakho. Uzoyiphile lento simanga ngeke kudingeke umuntu eze ukuthi hawo mfowethu kodwa lokho akufanele engakakhuzi umoya ongcwele usekhuzile ngaphakathi.
That's the new covenant, where it's not just a law that's written down and you're just keeping a set of rules, but it's something that's written in your heart and in your mind. You want to do the right thing, and you won't even need your brother to come to you and say, "Brother, don't you think you've made a mistake?" Before he even says it, you will know that you've made a mistake, because it's inside, it's in your heart.
Ninonke ningabesoko kodwa noma umuntu etikwenze uzothi cha ngwazi baliwe la.
And it's not like people who say, "Well, I can't do it because my church doesn't allow me to do it." They're on their way to hell. No, it's people who have it written in their hearts. They do it because they know that's what's right for them.
Ngaso lezi zintsuku insizwe intathu abantu abasha behamba nomakhoti babo nengane zabe incane beya leteki bezoshumayela ivangeli ngazo lezi zinsuku amaSulumane afika abanquma 1 2 3 akekho aphikayo inkosi akekho bethi inhlanhla yethu uma sifela inkosi omakhoti bathi siyabonga siyaqhenya ngabo.
Just these days, three missionaries went to Turkey to share with the gospel there with the people. They went, they were still young, newly just married not long ago, with their wives and even some children. And now, just these days, the three of them were beheaded. And they say they gladly give their lives for the gospel. They didn't deny the Lord. And their wives, they saying, "We are privileged to have had such husbands."
Abazalwane abasetheke bathi ningathandazi ukuthi akuphele ukuzingelwa. Thandazani nje ukuthi sithembeke kuze kube sekugcineni.
And the Christians in Turkey say, "Don't even pray that the persecution stops. Just pray that we remain faithful to the Lord."
AmaSulumane afuna ukuthi ukholwe uJesu.
The Muslims don't want people to believe in Jesus.
Bayababulala thina siyabavumela ngisho nasekranskopo banendlu yabo yonke indawo nasestenge kodwa thina sifunyela ukuya emazweni akubo uma siya khona siyanqunywa.
They don't allow religious freedom in the way that we know it. We have, even here in Kranskop, they have a place of worship, the Muslims. We allow that. It's freedom of worship. But in their countries, they don't give the Christians that liberty. However, even here in South Africa, things have changed to the extent that you can't even pray publicly, like in the school, because they say there may be a Muslim child that will be offended. When I came back from Europe, I heard that there's talk now that they want to do away with Christmas as a holiday and Easter. Remember how I always told you that when you vote for a government, make sure you vote for the right government. Now you can see which way things are going.
Alikhe Sulumane elingum Arab ingane zabantsundu zamantombazana zisesikoleni zigqoka njengamaSulumane boshwe ikhanda boshwe yonke indawo zihlaliswa khona asuki khona zithandaza kahlanu ngosuku azinali iBhayibheli azinazi imathayiningi kufundwe inkolo yobusulumane lezi ngane ziyohlala ziyokhula uma zithanda ukuya eyikoleni eyiphakeme ziyothathwa ngethekisi ziyiswe khona zibuyiselwe la ziyohlala la kulethi sibaya uma befuna ukushada sebezoshadiswa amasulumane abantu abanenwele njengani bekhuluma ulimi enilikhulumayo nina bengafunda iBhayibheli ngoba amasulumane wathi asivangele abantu
We're not busy evangelizing and spreading the gospel, but the Muslims are very hard at work. They have schools where they take African children and they make Muslims out of them. They dress the way they do, they pray five times a day, they don't have much literature, just the Muslim literature, and if they want to further their studies, they are taken from their place where they are staying, taken to that place where they study and returned again.
Imali bayithola le Dubai. Imali bayithola le ngenzansi kwase Gibhite kulaphi lapha? La Africa. That's quite Egypt, the biggest country in South in Africa.
Sudan.
Harde. Yeah.
Sudan.
What's the Sudan?
And they are sponsored by countries in the Middle East, also in from Dubai and Sudan, other which is in Africa.
Batumi maliyabo, uguti abantu bagini baphenduka babe ngabasulumane.
So they're investing a lot of money in Africa to get Africa converted
to Islam. Ukudla thina asikhuliswa ukulamba thina sikhuliswa ukudla kakhulu means
so they sponsor their outreaches but maybe we don't even do that maybe even we children we go to the tuck shop we buy our things ourselves Coca-Cola and many other things and maybe we even overdo it we don't suffer from starvation here we suffer from overeating And we can't even take some of that money and bring it and that it can be used in the furtherance of the gospel. But you can live that life. Eventually, you'll all end up in hell together.
iBhayibheli abangcolileyo bazingcolisa kakhulu kodwa osihlanzayo azihlanze kakhulu
but even though it's dark in that way we rejoice it's wonderful to see how the gospel is spreading how the Lord is changing lives and touching people for even the Bible says those who are evil will become more evil but those that are righteous must become more righteous
bese ke kuthiwa bheka ngizokwenza isivumelwano esisha esisha fage engqondweni yabo imiyalo yami nemithetho yami nasenhlizweni zabo noma abanye bexoxa ngezinto zomhlaba bekhuluma ngezinto ezize kodwa wena khona uJesu nje kuwe uJesu okuwe
And the Lord says, Behold, I will make a new covenant with them. I will write my laws into their hearts and into their minds. I will make it all new. It will be a new covenant. I just want him to share the story about Sophie.
Bekukhona ke insizwa la igama layo uStefan.
There was a young man, his name was Stephen.
UStefan ke lona bethandana nentombi igama lentombi uSophie.
And he had a girlfriend whose name was Sophie.
Manje ngelinye ilanga uStefan lona ubenesizungu elesikhala enhlizweni yakhe.
Now one day this Stephen was very lonely.
Athi uyaphuza ukuphuzwayo ayeze ukuthi hayi akunelisi isikhala.
He got something to drink, and even when he had enjoyed that, it just didn't fill this gap in his heart. He went to his friends, but there was always a gap in his life. And eventually he said, look, there's this vacuum in my life, and maybe what I need to do is go and visit my girlfriend, Sophie. So off he went. They didn't live far from the beach. Now when he arrived, Sophie was very happy to see him. But after a while, Sophie noticed that Stephen was not quite happy. There was something wrong. And she eventually started putting two and two together and thought, well, maybe he's hungry. So she brought him some food to eat. But it didn't help. She gave him something to drink as well, but nothing made him happy. And then she thought, well, maybe he just needs my company. And she sat next to him and started chatting to him. But even that didn't make him happy.
And
she remembered that he loved swimming in the sea, and she suggested that they go for a swim, and she was sure that that would make him happy. So off they went. They had to catch a bus just to get down to the beach. So they sat down in the seats, and but just in front of them there were four young men sitting on the bench in front of them. Now, as they were driving along in the bus, these four young men, they were singing songs. And they sang the one chorus, which goes like this, that for years I've been wandering, lost in my sins, not knowing my Lord. But then God's word touched my heart, and I confessed my sins at Calvary. And when they got to that point in that song, Stephen suddenly jumped up and he was extremely happy. Jumped up for joy, and he said, that's what I've been missing in my life. This is what I've been looking for. And he joined up with these four young men. When the bus got to the next stop, these four young men got off the bus there. But Stephen got off as well, and so there were five of them now. Sophie was left in the bus. And that's how she was left on the bus.
We uwesihoko.
There's something far greater than the love of a girl. If you still after girls and drawn to them, it shows that in a spiritual sense you like a goat.
Nakhuluma ngothando ka Jesu lepheshela. Ngelinilanga uma inkosi ivuma ngizokhuluma uma uNkulunkulu esiqinile ngalolo thando oluphezu kwazo zonke inhlobo zothando.
Overseas, I spoke about God's love in some of the meetings. And Lord willing, I'd like to share those thoughts with you. That love which is above any other love in the world.
Abazalwane bayathandana ngothando oluvuthayo luka uNkulunkulu.
Christians also love each other with this love of God.
UDavid ube nomngane wakhe uJonathan. Jonathan umfana oyisimanga. Bazwana laba babili kuthwa uthando ababenalo bekungaphezu kothando lwentombazana.
And David and Jonathan also had this love for each other. It says their love they had for each other was greater than the love a man has for a girl.
Namhla ke ngoba sokukhona nobugqingili sokuthi oh bebe yitabane ngithi fuseka awazi lutho wena wesikhoko onodoti engqondweni yakho ucabanga into eyihlazo.
Nowadays, because of the times we live in, people have perverted minds and thoughts where they're saying that oh, those two had a homosexual relationship with each other. That's nonsense.
Ek sê voetsek vir daardie goed. Is fyn goed. Sodomite. Sono sase Sodom ne Gomora. Abazoshiswa ngomlilo. Hai. Laba bantu bebethandana ngothando lukaNkulunkulu.
These people had a godly love for each other.
UJonathan ube ndlalifa uyise uSaul kodwa nokho wazwana noDavid noma azi ukuthi uzothatha isikhundla sami. Akho mona akho lutho olungcolile. Uthanda into enhle eyayiphiwe uNkulunkulu.
Jonathan was an amazing young man because he should have or could have seen David as a threat, because Jonathan was to be the heir of the throne, but David was the one that would take the kingdom from him. But yet Jonathan recognized what was from God.
Abantu bafuna ikhundla namhlanje balwela ikhundla kodwa lezi insizwa bezingenandaba nosikhune sikhundla bezingenandaba nobukhulu.
People in the world today are very conscious about position. That's the most important to them. But these young men weren't concerned about position. They were just concerned about serving the Lord. So the Lord says, if you love father, mother, brother, sister, or anyone more than me, you're not worthy of the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus will write these things into your heart and into your mind. And you will live for this. And this is the way you will live. It's wonderful to be a Christian, a genuine Christian.
Siyabonga noma kupheta kwabaningi kodwa khona abezwayo kukhona abavumayo Nkosi Jesu sebenza kimi bhale bhale kusho ukuthi nalabo ababhajatiswayo namhlanje sengithi sesilindele okukhulu kinina nihambe niqhube indaba nihambe ivangeli.
So we're thankful that even while the devil's working There are those that are being touched by the Lord, and where the Lord is working and writing in their hearts and minds. And so we wish those that will be baptized today that they will go and be a light, and that they will spread the gospel wherever they go. If you don't do that, woe to you. But if you live for him daily, that will be wonderful. So here they're testifying that they have repented, they've parted with sin. And here they're testifying that Jesus has written his law into their hearts and into their minds. And not just half of it. Not that you say, well, I've got converted, but you still get angry, irritable. You just don't mess around with the gospel in that way.
Well, I'm sick and tired of half-baked Christians, lukewarm ones. We don't want them, we don't need them. Go and join other churches. Here we want people by day or by night to live right.
In Jeremiah 31. We'll just turn to it because we don't see them here yet.
Verse 35. Usho kanje uJehova, obheka ilanga libe ngukhanya emini, nezimiso zenyanga, nezezinkanyezi zokuba zibe ngukhanya ebusuku.
In Jeremiah 31 verse 35, thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar. Thus the Lord of hosts is his name.
Inyanga nenkanyezi zikhanyise ebusuku. Nake nabona ilanga liphuma ebusuku liphendukezela izinto. UNkulunkulu walimisa ukuthi likhanye emini, inyanga nezinkanyezi zikhanye ebusuku. Kumi kusho ukuthi lokho ukuthi ngivuka noJesu, ngiyawa noJesu, angazi ukuthi lokho kuvelaphi, kwaqanjwa ubani. Leyod, ufanele ukuthi ukhanye ilanga aligudluki kulokho okumiswa uNkulunkulu. Nezinkanyezi. Pho ke uma uNkulunkulu ekwazi ukugcina ilanga nezinkanyezi, kakhulu kangakanani thina na?
God says he's put the sun there to shine by day and the moon and the stars by night. That doesn't change, and neither should it change with us. God writes his law into our hearts and minds. It should stay like that forever, never change. Let's pray.
Bahlukene nokumhlaba bazinikele kuwe usebenzile enhlizweni zabo nasengqondweni zabo.
Lord, we want to commit all these people that have been baptized, who through that have testified that they've parted with their old ways and want to live for you.
Sicela ukuba ubasize babe ngabantu abavuthayo njalo.
We pray that you please help them, that they'll always be on fire spiritually.
Amen.
Amen.